This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. National, state, and local governments are all announcing moves to combat the spread of the coronavirus, and Cortez is among the latest to make a declaration as part of its fight. Mayor Karen Sheik joins me now, and in the interest of disclosure, the city is an underwriter of KSJD. The city declared a state of emergency on Wednesday. I know that this allows the city to access some additional funds for dealing with an emergency like the coronavirus, but I'd like to hear about what local benefits that people can expect here in the community.
Well, it also provides us with additional support as well, and funding may be one of the biggest issues. In order to be eligible for a lot of funding, you actually have to be declared as an emergency designated area. And so the county did that the other day, the Wednesday morning, I believe it was, and then the city did. Mancos is doing it next Wednesday. So it's just done in order to be able to ensure that we are eligible for any and all resources that may be available as a result of this declaration.
One of the main measures the state has taken to curb the spread of the virus was closing dine-in at restaurants and only allowing takeout and delivery. I saw the city's public works crew putting up curbside-only signs next to restaurants the other day. Tell me more about the city's role in helping businesses in the coming weeks and months.
The city is very much aware of the impact that this is having on our local businesses, and so we're doing everything that we possibly can. You know, we have some limitations too, but sometimes it's just simple little things like that. We are certainly encouraging our citizens to buy local. I know that many people do their shopping online, but if there are things that you need that you can get here in town, why, this is the time to do it. I think sometimes it's the little things that we can do to help our businesses get through this and make sure that we all come out as intact as we possibly can at the other end.
In my talking to, you know, different local government officials this week, I can tell that everybody seems to be getting bombarded with emails and phone calls. Is there a question that you've heard more often than others this week that you'd like a chance to address more publicly right now?
You know, I think that probably it's not one specific question. I think part of the stress and the concern that's raised is because information keeps changing. I think the biggest concern is that lots of people feel like they don't really know where they can go to get information. There's a ton of information out there. In fact, probably too much in some respects. The city has information that is updated on a regular basis on the city's website. The county is updating their information, public health, Southwest Memorial. There are lots and lots of places to get information, but I would certainly encourage our residents that when they seek out answers to their questions, that they go to official sites. Facebook is probably not the best place to get information these days.
Mayor Sheik, to wrap things up today, San Miguel County and the town of Rico have announced shelter-in-place measures for the residents. I've heard some members of the community asking me, and I'm getting the chance to ask you, is this something that yourself or the city government sees as a possibility for Cortez?
You know, Daniel, at this point, anything is a possibility. Right now, we have not had any confirmed cases of COVID-19 here. That doesn't mean that we won't see some, but right now we don't have any. And so at this point, it's probably not necessary for us to have a shelter-in-place order. Now, that could change at any moment, and that's why it's probably important for people that have access, and I realize not everybody does, for people that have access to information maybe online or have neighbors, if they don't, have neighbors that do, that they can contact or who will contact them if something comes down the pipe. The truth is, knowledge is power, and this is a particularly important time for people to be sure that they are accessing knowledge from legitimate sites.
Karen Sheik is the mayor of Cortez, and I'd like to disclose that the city of Cortez is an underwriter of KSJD. Mayor Sheik, thank you so much for making the time today, and stay well.
Thank you. Same to you.